Okay, so the poster at one of the flashy new Amazon bookstores was really inviting. It said, "Smart home made easy. Want to get started, but don't know where to start?" I think that speaks for many consumers. I think they'd raise their hands and say, "That's me." Amazon did a really good job of putting hard-to-understand tech geekdom into understandable language. What it didn't do was spell out the dollars that would need to be invested or how some of this stuff might actually work once you set it up. So allow Talking Tech a little slack today. We are going to decode the Amazon poster for you. We'll start with money. If you bought everything listed without installation, you're at a minimum of $1,000 to buy the smart outlet, lights, Fire TV stick, cube, doorbell, thermostat, lock, security cameras, and a device to interact with all this good stuff, with which in Amazon's case is the $220 Echo Show, which brings video to Alexa. Let's go down one by one. Smart outlet, this is the simplest of all the smart home accessories. You could spend about $25 for the Amazon smart plug, plug it into the wall power, and then put your pre-existing products into the plug, like lamps, TV, radio, you name it. And from there, you use an app or a voice assistant like Alexa to command the product to be turned on and off. So Amazon suggests using it with a coffee pot to turn it on in the morning from bed. But, you know, Mrs. Talking Tech notes that her pot needs a filter, coffee, fresh water, and there's a button that requires a physical turn on to get it going. But hey, no dispute about the lamp, right? Lighting. Okay, you've been seeing these things for years, the smart bulbs that you can ask your speaker to turn on and off. Sounds great until you start looking at the pricing, $50 a piece, and a hub that has to speak to the bulbs. Now, the good news is that many newer plain bulbs are Bluetooth enabled and do not require the extra setup of the hub. Once you plug them into the socket, you say, "Alexa, turn on the lights," and you get it done. TV streaming. This is the most misleading. Change channels, turn up the volume, and fast forward a program using just your voice, Amazon says. Technically possible, but it depends on which TV you have and which accessory you have. With the Fire TV Cube, which is $120, Amazon says it can control compatible TVs from certain manufacturers. Quote, "You cannot use your voice to change channels through an over-the-air HD antenna." Okay, with the $49 Fire TV stick, the functions Amazon touts on the poster happen by dictating the commands into the Fire TV remote. You'll have to use your hand on the remote to get it going to turn on the speaker. Okay, doorbell. All good here. With a Ring video doorbell starting at $100, you can look at a smartphone app or the big screen of the Echo Show to see who's at the door. The Alexa angle is that you can talk to the person outside via the Echo speaker. Locks. Smart home saves the day when you forgot to lock the door or can't find your keys, says Amazon. Just ask your favorite personal assistant to lock and unlock your front door and expect to spend $125 to $225 to buy a lock from a number of makers, including August, Schlage, or others, and possibly installation fees. Thermostat. Use your voice to turn up the heat or turn on the AC from anywhere in the house. You'll invest around $250 for your smart thermostat from Nest or Ecobee, and you'll need to replace the old thermostat by installing this new one. Expect to pay a handy person, potentially. Security cameras. Instantly monitor the inside of your home with your voice with the purchase of a camera monitor, says Amazon, but only, as we repeat, only if you're willing to fork over some additional cash to buy the Fire TV, Fire Tablet, Echo Show, or Echo Spot if you don't already own these devices. If you're willing not to be smart and just watch video on your phone, tablet, or computer, the installation of the Amazon Cloud Cam is as simple as the smart plugs. You connect power to the camera via AC or USB, pair the video with an app to see the pictures, and you're up and running. The Amazon Cloud Cam starts at $120 for one or $200 for two. Google-owned Nest also has a camera available for $160, and the Alexa twist is that you can use voice command to turn on and off the unit. Now, our friends at Google, which has the Google Home, says that some 10,000 smart home devices work with Google Home, But, you know, I couldn't find a website that spelled it out as distinctly as Amazon did at its retail store. Kudos to Amazon. It's a pretty great poster. But aren't you glad I went through the fine print for you? I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts. Please favorite us on Stitcher, which helps more people find the show. And as always, thanks everyone for listening.